Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 99. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 78. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning until 8 p.m. on Wednesday for most of the listening area. Heat index values of up to 115 degrees are anticipated in the afternoon today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, especially for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 70s, providing little relief. People are encouraged to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, and stay out of the sun, as well as to check on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should not be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Those working outdoors should take extra precautions and, when possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. People should wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible and should schedule frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. More news next.
Horizon Healthcare Medical Clinic is committed to delivering the best primary health care to all ages. From infant to geriatric, Horizon Healthcare is there for you at every stage of your life, offering care at four convenient locations, Fairfield, Carmi, Grayville, and Sisney, so you can enjoy exceptional care close to home. For more information on services or to make an appointment, call 618-842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
In other news, 31-year-old Fairfield resident Stephen M. Thomas was sentenced to prison last week in Wayne County Circuit Court by Judge Michael Moult. He admitted to violating probation in March on an original offense of aggravated assault, a Class 4 felony. Thomas was sentenced to 2 years in prison and credited with 57 days served. The sentence will run concurrently with a separate one from the county, and he was ordered to pay $577 in fines and court costs. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Alec M. Draper was terminated unsuccessfully from drug court after an original offense of theft. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison and credited with 124 days served. Draper was ordered to pay $3,415 in fines and court costs. 55-year-old Fairfield resident Jesse L. Downen pleaded guilty to a Class 3 felony count of aggravated battery and was sentenced to 1 year conditional discharge and time served. He was also ordered to pay $100 in fines and court costs. Wayne County deputies arrested 51-year-old Sisney resident Misty G. Kistner recently on a Wayne County warrant for possession of methamphetamine. Kistner was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $770 bond. 31-year-old Wayne City resident Darren A. Harrison was booked in the jail on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for possession of meth, and he was held, pending the posting of $1,095 bond. County deputies arrested 52-year-old Mount Carmel resident Beth A. Beasley on a Richland County warrant for theft, Clark County failure to appear warrant for driving without a license and improper use of registration, and a Davies County, Indiana warrant for theft. She was held, pending the posting of bond. Deputies arrested 34-year-old Jeff resident Joshua D. Downen on a charge of domestic battery, and he was held, pending the posting of bond. Fairfield police arrested 23-year-old James M. Kincart and 28-year-old Morgan D. Simmers on charges of DUI alcohol, and Simmers was also charged with disorderly conduct. They were held, pending the posting of bond. Frontier Community College will offer a water aerobics class Monday evenings at the Fairfield Public Swimming Pool, starting next Monday. The instructor will be Kathy Book, and the class will run from 5 to 6 p.m. from June 20th through August 8th. Students should wear water shoes or sneakers. The cost to register is $40, and registration can be completed as student services at FCC. Anyone needing more information should contact the college at 842-3711. Fairfield Memorial Hospital held an open house and dedication ceremony for its new surgical pavilion yesterday afternoon. CEO Dr. Catherine Bunting Williams opened the ceremony in front of a sizable crowd, and Pastor Robert Coker offered a prayer of dedication. Groundbreaking began in 2019, and a host of pandemic and supply chain-related issues caused numerous delays to the project. Dr. Bunting Williams said the community wanted more specialty services and space, so the expansion is a gift to the community filled with willing caregivers. Equipment is scheduled to be moved from the older building to the new facilities beginning today. Dr. Bunting Williams also recognized the largest donor for the expansion in Jerry Cox, and scholarship winners from the Cox Foundation were recognized in Priscilla Poor, Misty Stone, Leah Bowers, and Felicia Winter. Dr. Patrick Molt gave a brief history of the hospital and its expansions. Doors opened in 1950. The new expansion has increased emergency department exam rooms to 8 beds, added 2 additional OR suites, relocated urgent care next to the emergency department, added new surgical specialty offices with 23 exam rooms, and implemented a new 30-bed skilled care unit. Mary Warren with USDA Rural Development also spoke, saying FMH is the largest employer in the county. The new facility will add 80 jobs and over $6 million in additional payroll. The City of Fairfield Board of Fire and Police Commission will test to establish eligibility rosters for the police department in the coming days. A mandatory orientation is scheduled for July 8th at City Hall, and written testing will immediately follow. Physical testing will take place at Fairfield Community High School July 9th. Applications may be picked up at City Hall between 7 and 4 o'clock on weekdays, and additional information can be found there. Applications will not be mailed, but they can be sent electronically upon request. Completed applications must be returned to City Hall with all required documents by 4 p.m. on July 1st. The estimated starting wage will top $52,000 and will include medical, dental, and life insurance, paid vacation, holiday and sick leave, and pension. Lateral transfers will be offered a $2,500 signing bonus. Applicants must be a U.S. citizen at least 21 years old, have a GED or high school diploma, and be free of convictions of any felony or certain misdemeanors, among other qualifications. The City Council approved a change to the FOP contract earlier this month, extending the residency requirements for any city police officer. Police are now able to live anywhere within a 45-minute radius of the police department. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall in the first meeting this year under Acting Mayor Gary Moore. The council is scheduled to award bids for the sale of vehicles and equipment and to reject bids for the sale of power plant property. In related action, it's set to authorize the seeking of bids for sale of the property in question. Aldermen will discuss action concerning credit and debit card usage and fees, with action possible, and they're also set to discuss pay raises for the police chief and assistant chief. The final two listed items on the agenda deal with a street closing request for NYOC on July 31st and recreation fund requests for Independence Day activities and a disc golf tournament. The Edwards County School District has announced registration times for Albion and West Salem grade schools and Edwards County High School. K-12 and West Salem online registration begins July 15th, and in-person registration will be August 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 to 7 p.m. in each school office. Kindergarten students and new students will need to provide a copy of their official birth certificate if the school doesn't already have one. Proof of residency is also required, as are the names and telephone numbers of emergency contacts if parents cannot be reached. Fees for early childhood will be $60, K-12 $70, driver's education $100, industrial arts $25, and athletic participation $100, with a family maximum of $300. The technology fee will be $20. Lunch fees will be $2.85 for K-5, $3.10 for 6th through seniors, and 40 cents for the reduced student rate. Adult fees are $3.60. Breakfast will cost $1.20 for all students, except for 30 cents for the reduced rate. Milk will cost 35 cents. Athletic admission fees will be $2 for students and $3 for senior citizens and adults, though that is subject to change as it's set by the BDC. According to the CDC over the weekend, 6,421 people in Wayne County were fully vaccinated against COVID-19, or 39.6% of its population, including 48.8% of people over 18 and 68.8% of people over 65. 47% of fully vaccinated people had been boosted. 40.6% of Edwards County residents were fully vaccinated, including 50.4% of those over 18 and 76.3% of those over 65. 47.2% of vaccinated people had been boosted. In Wabash County, 49.5% of the population was fully vaccinated, and 47.4% of the vaccinated were boosted. Statewide, 69% of the population was fully vaccinated, including 77.9% of those over 18 and 89.1% of those over 65. Again, per the CDC, Wayne and Edwards counties were at low rates of transmission. Comptroller Susana Mendoza says the state's rainy day fund has gotten another boost. Kim Howard reports.
The stash is vital in times of emergency and just received a deposit of $320 million. That brings the long-neglected fund up to more than $751 million, which is a big improvement, says Comptroller Mendoza.
When I first took office, we did not essentially have a rainy day fund. It had about $60,000 in it, which is not enough to operate the state for even 30 seconds. It's critically important for the health of our state, both short and long term, to have a sizable rainy day fund. I'd love to see it be about 7.5% of whatever a budget is. That would be, in today's day, about $3.25 billion in reserves.
Mendoza says the state's recently improved credit ratings are due in part to efforts to shore up the rainy day fund. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is promoting the work of the Rural Reinvestment Task Force, which she co-chairs with Cindy Axney from Iowa.
The reason we co-chair this group is we want to make sure that we are doing all we can to talk with our colleagues who serve in Congress and also with the administration about the importance of rural America. Our most recent venture is that we crafted a letter and sent it off to the Secretary of Commerce, saying that when Congress pass a bill that we're working on right now that we expect to pass here soon, we're going to be sending money over to the Department of Commerce to look at things like the supply chain, to look at things like how do we bring manufacturing back home to the United States that has been over in China, how do we invest in manufacturing going forward. And what we said to the Secretary, hey, we're raising our hand here in rural America. We want to make sure a good chunk of that money goes to the heartland because we've got the workforce, we've got the work ethic, we've got a lot of plants that at one time were very robust, and we want to bring those back to life.
Bustos is also a member of the House Ag Committee. She has announced she will not seek re-election in November. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 85 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. Markets are dropping fast, with the Dow at 30,723, down 669.5 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,911, down 428. The current price of crude oil is $113.67 per barrel, down 8 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Springerton resident Dorothy Ellen Rush died on Wednesday. Services will be Tuesday at 10 at Hammock Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 86-year-old Elgin resident Ralph M. Lohr died on Wednesday. Services will be Friday at 11 at Crouch Cemetery. Visitation will be from 9 to service time at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 68-year-old Flora resident Earl Dean Bratton died on Friday. Visitation will be Friday from 6 to 8 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. 60-year-old Louisville resident Patricia Willison died on June 7th. Services will be Thursday at 11 at the Charlie Brown Park Rain Shelter. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 66-year-old Sisney resident Rita K. Beck died on Thursday. Services will be Wednesday at 4 at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 2 to service time. 72-year-old Carmi resident Pamela Gail Cobb died on Wednesday. Services will be today at 1 at St. Polycarp Catholic Church, and burial will be in Union Ridge Cemetery. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Mill Shoals resident Rick J. Titzer died on June 5th. Services will be Tuesday at 10 at St. Edward Catholic Church in Fairfield. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, and burial will be in Burnt Prairie Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for a Monday check of sports. In MLB action last night, it was the Reds over the Cardinals 7-6, Guardians 6, Athletics 3, Blue Jays 6, Tigers 0, Orioles 10, Royals 7, Rays 6, Twins 0, Rangers 8, White Sox 6, Red Sox 2, Mariners 0, Diamondbacks 13, Phillies 1, Brewers 4, Nationals 1, Braves 5, Pirates 3, Giants 2, Dodgers 0, Rockies 4, Padres 2, the Yankees put a beat down on the Cubs 18-4, Astros 9, Marlins 4, and the Mets over the Angels 4-1. In PGA action yesterday at the RBC Canadian Open, Rory McIlroy takes home the win with a 19-under, Tony Finau finishes second with a 17-under, and Justin Thomas finishes third with a 15-under. In NASCAR action at the Toyota Save Mart 350, Daniel Suarez finishes first, Chris Buescher finishes second, and Michael McDowell finishes third. Here's the schedule for today. In NBA Finals action, it'll be the Celtics at the Warriors. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. In MLB action, it'll be the Pirates at the Cardinals. You can listen to that one on our sister station, WLKC 105.9 FM. John Rooney and the gang take the air at 6:50 p.m. It'd be the Orioles at the Blue Jays, White Sox at the Tigers, Astros at the Rangers, Twins at the Mariners, Braves at the Nationals, Marlins at the Phillies, Padres at the Cubs, Reds at the Diamondbacks, and the Royals are at the Giants. That is a Monday check of sports.
I'm Kyler Gammon, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Monday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., mostly sunny and hot with a high near 99. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 78. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 76. Wednesday, sunny and hot again with a high near 100. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 76.
To stay informed and entertained, keep it on WFIW and make us your homepage at WFIWradio.com.
DQ presents the sound of an all-star summer lineup. Leading off, the promising rookie, new Oreo Dirt Pie. On deck, the fan favorite Girl Scout Thin Mints. Summer standouts, drumstick with peanuts and cotton candy. And batting cleanup, it's you. With your red spoon and six summer blizzard flavors, official treat of MLB, all part of the new DQ All-Star Summer Blizzard lineup. DQ, happy tastes good.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
This is Yvette Anderson, the Wayne County Republican-endorsed candidate running to be your next Wayne County treasurer. I have an opponent running on the Republican ballot with me, so I need to ask for everyone's help and support to go out and vote at our primary election on June 28. I have the experience needed in record-keeping, payroll, and billing, and will do the job efficiently. Remember, June 28 will be the day the treasurer's race will be decided, but you can cast your vote early at the Wayne County Clerk's Office. Vote Yvette Anderson for trusted leadership of our community.
They are the greatest names in the history of baseball, and we claim them as ours. Stan, Lou, Gibby, Ozzie, Red, Yachty, and Waino. They are Cardinals baseball.
In 2022, we'll be describing again the next generation of Cardinals greats.
You never know when that next historic player, play, or game will happen.
And that's why you don't want to miss any of the action.